Simply Done, the podcast network.
All right. Here's a little Mountain Camp. Here's a little John Cougar Mountain Camp. Back when he was John Cougar. Well, all right. Yeah, right. You know what's up? It ain't even good for the night. Hey, that's the John Cougar Mellencamp. What do you think of that, Dan? Oh, whoa, Dan's not even there. Dan's not sitting there. Hey, I don't know what's going on, man. This is really messed up. Normally, I'm talking to Dan right now, and I'm forced to talk to myself because Dan's not here because I guess he's protesting Scaremaster. Scaremaster! Scaremaster!
What's happening?
You know who it is?
It's you.
It's Mole.
Mole.
From work.
Yep.
What are you doing, dude?
Moving the Tasmanian devil up there.
Why?
Because I need to sit down.
Oh, get your cans on, dude.
Where's the
what? Beef? Where's the Jack? Beef? Where's the beef?
Where's the boss?
The boss is upstairs.
No, not that boss.
Dan Barney?
Don Barris.
I think he said that he quit the show because of you quitting the show all the time and working with wanting to go work with everybody else.
So he said,
you guys want to do it, go for it. He wants nothing to do with it. And I thought that you were going to come here and bring him. But apparently...
What a crock of shit.
Well, what'd you do this time, dude?
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything, but now Dan, you made Dan Barney not want to be here.
His name's not Dan Barney, it's Don Barris.
Really, really, read the Bible,
it's Don
dude.
Barris.
Read the Bible, okay? Check
read
your Bible.
The Bible.
Yeah, check your Bible. Even if you have a Bible or whatever, they give you a PetSmart for the Javajos. Read your deworming manual.
You know.
What?
Get the words correct.
I guess we got to do the show without, we got to start the show without him. You ready to go?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Tell you one thing that we like is this song right here.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? Yeah. Coming to you pre-recorded live from... Say it.
Coming to you pre-recorded live from the Video Podcast Network right here in... Are we doing... Oh, wait.
It's not a video podcast.
Sorry,
Mark. It's
from the Simply Down Podcast Network. Wrong show. It's the comedy pyramid. No, wait, wrong show. It's the Big Three Podcast without the third guy, who's actually the first guy, Don Barris. He's missing. He'll be back shortly. Sometime tonight, maybe. I don't know. Or he might just wait until the next show. But we got... Say your name, asshole!
Whoa, I'm Mole.
We got Mole and me. I'm Scary Perry.
And together and then we have... We got Mary Jane.
And then we have Mary Jane. We're the new Big Three.
Big Three. Hey, Scaremaster, what are we doing? Oh, I know what we do now. Go!
Go?
The 60 seconds thing.
Do your popsicle stick ad.
Talk about your ice cream
popsicle
cones.
Popsicle stick? Oh, you mean my skateboards? Oh, that's right.
10 seconds left. 9.
SkaryPerrySkateboards.com.
6. 5.
Shut
4,
your fucking mouth, Jagoff.
2.
Oh,
1.
God.
And that was.
There's
stop!
There's no commercial. There's no fucking commercial. That was not a commercial.
Oh, you used a commercial in the middle
that
of it?
That was not a commercial,
friend,
fuck.
Do you ever break your neck when you're skateboarding? Well, try new break your neck pills. If you break your neck skateboarding, they'll make your neck feel all better.
Oh, God, you're amazingly
thank
stupid.
You. What? What did I do?
You fucking interrupt me every time I say a word or two.
I think so. Listen, folks, before we go any further, I think the Scaremaster has some important messages about The VPN, we got some big things going on. Go ahead, Scaremaster. Tell them all the stuff that's going on.
With VPN?
VPN. And getting the word out and tweeting some... You got the Video Podcast Network. Get some comments on our YouTube page.
We've got the Video Podcast Network that's just been started.
And Rucka Rucka Ali and What the Huck.
What the Huck is food.
That's, what the Huck is food?
Well, the food that I brought in tonight.
What the Huck is food?
That's the name of the restaurant. What the
That's
Huck?
It's like Soylent Green at the end of Soylent Green. What the Huck is food?
And then we have the Video Podcast Network. We have the Simply Down Podcast Network.
Sexcapades?
That's later. Sexcapades with Scary Perry.
Favorite Bon Jovi tune?
God. I don't know songs by names. I'm terrible with names.
It just has a go.
Huh?
But just sing some of it.
I don't know. I'm
Runaway? Runaway?
That's a good song.
She's a little runaway. Daddy's good looking.
I'm not
bad.
Much of a Bon Jovi follower. I'm more of
Mellencamp. Mellencamp.
AC/DC.
Favorite AC/DC song?
Christ. They're all, every one of them. Metallica, Pantera, Aerosmith.
Which favorite Aerosmith song?
God. One of my favorite Aerosmith songs is...
Say it.
Draw the Line.
Oh, nice. Nice.
No. Catch me, honey. Meet you at your own damn game.
No, that's not it. I'm living on a national plane. Yeah, that's a good tune. What album's that? That's on Rocks.
No, it's not. It's on the album that came out right after Rocks. Draw the Line was the title track of that album.
It's on Toys in the Attic?
It's on Draw the Line.
Draw what line?
That's the name of the album.
Take me, honey, beat Jack to own damn game. You know what game it is? It's chess because it said checkmate.
Oh, shit.
So what else is going on with pop culture in your own personal life?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we find out about what's going on with your pop culture?
Ask away. Three questions.
First question.
Hit me.
Wait, when was the last time you had sex?
Whoa, what kind? Like kissing peepees?
Oh, Christ. No, I'm not interested in gay sex, you faggot.
What? Come on, dude.
I'm talking about real sex with a real woman like Mary Jane.
Okay.
When was the last time you made love to a real woman?
You're talking pink train up the tummy tunnel.
Okay.
Well, listen, that train leaves the station at 2:45. You know what I'm saying?
God. I know, Mary
Jane.
Next
question.
Mary Jane's not your kind of girl.
Why not?
She's involved with other guys.
Exactly.
Like,
she's an involved lady.
Like the other guy.
Perry, you need to stop. I'm to be respected as a producer and not thought of sexually in any way. Thank you.
I'm not thinking about you sexually. I've got my girlfriends. You've got your boyfriends.
I said I'm not to be spoken about in a sexual fashion. That means drop it.
Forgive me. Sorry.
Yes, Scaremaster. Be professional. Now, what second question?
What kind of car do you drive these days?
You know what I got? I got the Firebird that you've seen.
And the convertible?
I'm trying to get that fixed up. I want to get it fixed so it's running good. And I got the cop car.
Yeah.
That I drive around the LTD. So people think I'm a cop.
You're
that I
no
got
cop.
From my dad, who is You're a road no cop. Cop. Well, people think I am because I got the stickers on it that say there's no excuse for elderly abuse.
Well, just because you got a sticker that says no excuse for elderly
really?
Abuse.
Well, explain to
does
me.
Does not
to me
mean you're a
how
cop.
I was coming to, going down Los Feliz Boulevard, and right before I hit San Fernando, I pulled a full-on U-turn. True story. Illegal U-turn. Two cars behind me. LAPD looked right at me. I gave him a tip of the hat. He gave me a little what's up, and I drove by.
You're just making a U-turn.
Illegal U-turn. No ticket. Right in front of him. Cop car. Money, honey. Third question.
Oh, God. I got to listen to this shit. Third question.
Anything you want to know. Anything at all. Anything you want
to
know.
When are you going back to Wisconsin and getting a real life? Ah!
I got to tell you something. That is a real question, man. That's a real question. Thank you for asking that. Because you know what? I came to L.A. like everybody else, you know, with a dream in my pocket. And maybe things don't work out like that you think they're going to do, you know. When I got out here, I got on board a westbound 747. And I didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. You know, it sure rang true.
Because you met up with one of the biggest and best guys in this business named Jimmy Kimmel. And he turned you into who you are now.
Who's that?
What was that guy's name on Crank Yankers that you played?
That Quincy played and that I got ripped off for because he ended up using the same Italian name that I took?
No, not the one that Quincy did, but there was another voice that you did. Quincy did a voice and then you did a voice.
I didn't get to do a voice in there. Quincy did a voice in there. I wish I could do a voice in there. I would have made some money. Only time that guy gave me money was because I was the one who came up with the idea that he should have a band on his late night show. And now that guy won't even talk to me because you sued him and he wouldn't do Windy City Heat 2. Dan got a job telling jokes there every night. I would like a job telling jokes there every night. You could have a job there telling jokes every night, but you screwed that up. So what else did I get?
I gotta hear this stupid shit.
What stupid ass?
Can I ask for a bottle of water, please?
You can ask for one. What else do you want to know?
Aspirin.
Anything at all. What do you want to know?
Your birth date.
My birthday?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's in the summer. Yo, man, I can't call it.
Hey, well, man.
Okay, now I get to ask you three questions, okay? That's fair? Scaremaster?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Number one, tell me everything you ate today.
I had this morning, I had coffee, bowl of cereal.
What kind of cereal?
Frosted mini wheats.
Okay. Any kind of fruit in there? Banana?
No.
Thing?
No.
What kind of milk? 1%, 2% whole milk?
Soy milk.
Soy milk. Not lactate?
Well, that is lactate free.
Okay, soy milk. Whoa, you got a new fanny pack, dude? Whoa, hold on. Is that a new North Face or did you fix the old one? Scaremaster.
It's a new North Face.
Oh, that was my second question. Oh, third question. What happened with that dude? You didn't blow him, right?
No, I'm not answering that shit because...
Oh, come on. It was my third question. I got three questions. I used up the second one when I got distracted by the giant pile of lactate coming out of the new North Face fanny pack. But besides that, anyway, can we please move past that? Listen, what do we do now? You're driving this thing. Next segment.
That's something that happened over 20 years ago.
Thank you.
Change the fucking subject.
I just did. I said, let's do something else. Let's talk about something else. How much do you weigh right now?
Just under 200. I'm like 197.
It's pretty good. And you're 5'4"?
Oh, Christ. 5'9", asshole.
I don't know.
5'4".
Let me ask you a question. What do we do now in the show?
We could read Scary Perry Sexcapades.
No, that doesn't come now. What do we do up top?
10 what? Well, why don't you say it out loud, asshole? Oh, $10 shout outs.
Okay, talk about what that is.
$10 shout outs is when you send money to Simply Don's mailbox, which I have no clue.
7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
$10 shout outs is what helps support this show. It helps to pay for this show. It helps pay for everything. But we need a lot more $10 shout outs, plus, we need more sponsors. Then free food every week. We need sponsors like Coca-Cola. We need sponsors
like
auto dealership sponsors. We need sponsors like clothing sponsors, alcohol sponsors.
Mayonnaises?
You mean mayonnaise?
Well, there's different kinds. There's best foods. There's Kraft.
Right.
Ton of mayonnaise. Whatever.
Mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise is. Whatever. I'm not saying we don't. Why are we painting ourselves in a corner with one brand of mayonnaise?
How about fast food restaurants?
Let's have them. What's your favorite one?
Let's
go back and forth. We run out of them.
Favorite fast food restaurant?
Just name any fast food restaurant.
I like El Pollo Loco.
I'm going to go In-N-Out. Go, you next.
In-N-Out's real good, too. I'm talking about
the burger, not you and dudes. Go, do another one. Wendy's.
Wendy's is good.
Carl's Jr. Do another one, too.
I love Carl's Jr. better than Wendy's, though.
Carl's Jr. I did Carl's Jr. You do a different
McDonald's
one.
McDonald's is another good one.
Burger King. I'll say Burger King. Do a different one.
I'm not going to eat at that last one that you wanted me to mention.
Jack in the Crack's a real good one.
Actually, Jack in the Box back in 73 was the shittiest fucking place I could ever imagine.
Why?
When I walked into the Jack in the Box in Arlington Heights on Rand and Northwest Highway.
Yeah.
No, actually it was Northwest Highway on the other side of on the other side of the street from where my mom used to work.
Where'd she work?
At John M. Smith Furniture Store.
Would she get a discount on furniture? John M. Smith Furniture?
I guess back then.
This was in Palm Springs?
Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Okay. Oh, how old were you in Arlington Heights?
8 to 10.
And so that's when you're like a gangster, Chicago gangster. That's when you cultivated the Chicago gangster mentality, when you Chicago really got
your blood. I was fighting a lot, and I was getting in a lot of trouble.
So she's selling over at John Smith.
She's selling furniture.
You go over to Jack in the Box and go.
I go in the Jack in the Box.
Because you see Jack on the thing and you're like, this is me. Where's your men's room?
Why don't you fucking shut your mouth?
Go ahead. What happened?
There was a guy. There was a couple at a table across from me. And the young lady goes and cuts her burger and the damn burger starts crawling away.
Stop it.
That was the... That was the grossest thing I ever saw in my life.
What happened? They cut.
There was worms in the fucking burger.
She cut the burger, and the burger crawled away.
It started separating.
It started moving away from you, like the burger. Wow, that is.
Yeah, there was worms in the burger.
That's horrifying. And what kind of burger was it?
I don't know.
Was it the Big Buford?
I don't remember. Fuck, it was.
That's some rallies.
Oh my God,
you can't get a Big Buford.
1973, 74.
But they've gotten better since then. They don't have burgers.
They rehashed everything, and they got Jack in the Box is a way, way, way better fast food restaurant. Got almost 40 years later. I think it is 40 years
really,
later.
You're really
Wait,
old.
this is 2013? Yep. Yeah, it is 40 years later.
Well, think about that, Scaremaster. That's 40 years ago, four decades.
God.
Goes by, man. It goes by, huh? Freaks
you out sometimes. 1973.
Freaks you out sometimes when you think about, man, it was 40 years ago.
1973, I was either 8 or 9 years old.
Just a little squirt.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the men's room at Jack in the Box in Arlington Heights. Go and watch that burger crawl. Let me ask you a question. John M. Smith furniture, quality furniture or low-end furniture?
It was good stuff.
Yeah, like credenzas and stuff?
I don't remember.
Favorite piece of John M. Smith furniture is like, man, I'd like to have that.
I don't know.
Couch?
I don't know.
Ottoman.
Dude, it was...
Ottoman.
I don't remember. Ottoman. I just remember when we came to California, my mom got a little kitchenette. That we had in Arlington Heights and that was basically the only furniture that I can remember from John M. Smith was a kitchenette, because my parents, both of them, had real, real fancy Italian furniture from Italy.
They go, Mamma mia, look at this nice credenza. Would they have like an oil cabinet and stuff?
My bedroom set that I have that is my mom's,
You still
my
have
mother's?
It.
That's yes.
The one you still have.
It's the set that covers frickin'.
I know.
Almost the whole living room area from when you walk into my apartment over to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That long, that wide or either wide or long dresser. It's like 6+ feet, you know.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that, man. It's taking up way too much space.
No, it's perfect.
No, it's just taking up too much space. Just, you know, get rid of that and just start simplifying. Hey, here's a $10 shout out.
Get rid of it, huh?
Yeah, listen.
It's real wood. It's good stuff. I wouldn't get rid of that. Get rid of that. You're stupid.
Well, you should consider it. You should start getting rid of stuff. Hey, Big Three, please have Dan read this. Well, Dan's not here. What do we do?
So Don doesn't read it. No.
Should I read it?
You read it.
My name is Zach, and I live in Chino, California. Chino's a nice city. I know a guy from Chino, actually. But in recent years, it has become increasingly overgrown with Navajo tribal members. Whoa. Ever since they built the Navajo temple a couple of years back, dog parks have sprouted up, and a day doesn't go by without...
Shut the fuck
up. It's right here, dude, having a Navajo knock on my door and ask me for my hard-earned money. While being forced to live amongst the Navajos,
I've come to learn
a great deal about their questionable morals and even weirder religious practices. With this newfound knowledge and understanding of the Navajo people, I have devised a series of 5 questions worth $5 each that that's all I could afford.
Warning!
That I wish to ask both Moll and Perry... in an attempt to see who knows more about the tribe of Navajo. Perry, who is an active tribal member, should be very knowledgeable about his own religious dogma. Nice. While Moll, who is Perry's best friend, has visited the National Navajo Headquarters in New York. True. So he should also have a great deal as well. So if everyone is ready, we can begin our special Navajo edition of Big Three Trivia. Number 1. What domesticated quadrupled mammal do the Navajos worship and pray to on a daily basis? Dogs. I got it. Right. It says dogs is the answer.
Oh,
Canis lupus familiaris. Question 2. What are the
number
names?
One.
Yeah. Well, that was
if
one.
You don't straighten your shit out with this religious
I'm
crap.
I'm reading this.
I'm going to tell you right now. Because I've already said it online.
I'm not writing
it. Let me tell you what I said online.
Well, tell this guy. We don't know his
name
yet.
Number one, if you repeat my address.
I didn't say your address. I didn't
say
your address. I'm reading this letter about the Navajos and their dogs. And we're on the
second. Or you talk shit about
I don't want to talk about your address or Navajos. I want to finish this letter so we can move on.
I'm not a Navajo.
Okay, so can we finish, please? Can I please continue?
Thank you.
Question 2. What are the names of the 2 homoerotic comic books all the Navajos are required to hand out door-to-door to further promote their anti-Christ pro-dog message?
Oh, my God.
Answer the Watchtower and Awake. Choke. Watchtower and Awake?
Okay, yes.
Thank you. Question 3. Which of the following statements most accurately describes the Navajos' attitude towards the United States government? A. Is it... The Navajos hate everything the U.S. government stands for and despise every belief that any honest American would hold to be true. B. The Navajos consider the U.S. government to be a, quote, cash machine that only exists as a means of conning hard-working taxpayers out of their hard-earned money through various government scams. C. All Navajos believe that the American flag should be replaced with an image of a Labrador urinating on Uncle Sam. Or D. All the above. I'm going to say D. And I was right. All the above. Last question.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, man. Listen, it wasn't last question. It's question 4. During the Navajo mating season, quote, what bodily fluid is doused on a potential mate to signify a partner's arousal and initiate the Navajo mating ritual?
You know this one. You sick.
Say it.
Despicable, ignorant, ignoramus. By reading these words, that is just so blasphemous, it's disgusting. Number one, I'm going to tell you this.
Number one was the thing about dogs.
Shut up,
what,
asshole!
Number 4, we're almost done with this, and it was urine, Scare Master. You knew that one because you had the whole thing. Last one, you ready? Number 5, rather than calling the sexual act of masturbating a male penis to ejaculate a, quote, hand job, what dog-inspired phrase or job do the Navajos prefer to use instead? Scare Master, I know you know this one.
What?
It's a paw job. Come on, dude. I hope you guys not only found these questions to be fun, but educational as well. Much love for Dan, Moll, Perry, Mary Jane, and even boring A-word Vince. Sincerely, Zach from Chino, dog bless. P.S. Want to hear a Javajo joke? Besides the paw job, what is a Javajo's favorite sexual position?
Don't even get...
say it. Say it. Come on, Scare Master. What is a Javajo's favorite sexual
position? I'm not answering that.
Well, what do you think it is?
I'm not answering that.
You think it's missionary?
I'm not answering that.
But as a comedian, answer it.
I'm not answering it.
It's doggy style.
I'm not answering it.
All right, do you want to read one of these?
You know what?
Nope.
If there's something that has...
chicken butt?
If there's something that has to put my religious beliefs in a blasphemous matter, I'm not reading it.
I agree with you, dude. Nor should you have to.
It's Jehovah God is his name.
And hanging out with dogs is his game. I don't know. How does the phrase end? How does it end? Jehovah's...
let me say this. Like I said on the internet, you see my street address online?
Why do you keep bringing up your street address?
You blaspheme God's name online.
Oh, my God.
You're deleted from my page for good.
What did
I do? That includes you.
What
did I
do?
That includes him. Because right now, there's a couple of people that have been deleted for good. And one name I can remember off the top of my head is a guy named John Pollock. You could be a fan of the show. Great.
I don't know these
guys.
But
if you're trying to be a friend on my page, not anymore.
You want to read one of these, dude?
Just sure. Send it.
And if your address is in there, don't say it, dude. Okay, please? Scare Master. If your address is in there, don't say it. Will you do me that favor?
That's
will
what
Will you promise
I've been
trying, me? That's what I'm telling you. Don't take credit for it now. I've always been the one. Don't say seven. Okay, you know.
Shut it. Shut up.
Don't say 7722 receipt if it's on there. Go.
Dear Big Two and LL Gayo Jop, I'm really into Italian women because I love the smell of pizza and meatball sandwiches when I'm making sweet, sweet love. I'm having a problem, and I need Perry's help since he's the ladies' man of the show. Many, many doubt Perry's sex tales, but I too am a ladies' man, and I've lost many women to swarthy, unemployed Italians suffering from head injury and sexual confusion who rape men. What? Who rape men? Drive Toyotas and scam the go fuck yourself.
No, he's talking about not just you. There's others like that. He's comparing to other guys who also do that stuff.
I'm not scamming the government. I have a head.
Okay, the other stuff, yes, but go ahead.
All right. The problem I'm having is that I'm going broke replacing my sheets because these Italian bitches, fuck off. Perry, my cousin Rico went up in 1993.
Just finish it up, dude. Is it a hard word? Is it a three-syllable one?
Don't worry about it.
Is it a three-syllable one?
No.
Want me to help you? Sound it out. Sound it out.
No, I'm not going to sound it out.
Sound it out.
It's not something I'm going to read. Let's see. Where you take a grease suppressant medication or using Italian-friendly soap. Let's see. What's your secret? Probably don't remember Rico because of the head injury. You let him. I did not. All right. Now, do you remember? Let the record.
Hold on, let me see. Let me see what he said.
Oh, so he's.
He's saying the problem I'm having is that I'm going broke, replacing my sheets because of these Italian bees are so greasy and smelly. Perry, my cousin Rico went up your A word in 1993, and he said you really didn't stink and you weren't really too greasy. Were you taking a grease suppressant medication or using Italian friendly soap? What's your secret? You probably don't remember Rico because of your head injury. You let him F you in 93 for three rocks of crack.
Wrong.
Scare Master, is that true?
Wrong.
Now do you remember? Let the record show you're a proven liar.
Wrong.
Thanks in advance for your help, Perry. Beefcake James. Oh, it's Beefcake James. Come on, you love that dude.
Never did I do anything stupid like that.
Where's that envelope?
Right there.
Thanks, Beefcake. Hey, there's one more $10 shout out. What time is Dan going to get here, dude? Why'd you make him quit?
I don't know. This is his... Never mind.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you didn't always want to quit, he wouldn't have quit.
He didn't quit. How could he quit?
He's very upset with you, dude.
Fine.
You like that makes you happy?
No, it's not that it makes me happy.
Don't you care?
I care, but...
How come you haven't asked if he's alive or dead?
He's not
That's
dead.
That's from Tower Heist. That's what Ben Still yells at Alan Alda. How come you haven't asked if he's alive or dead? Dear Big Three, after hearing about Perry's possible implications in Nicole Brown Simpson's murder, I got to thinking of the ways O.J. and Perry are alike. First, both men are incredible athletes back in the 70s. True. O.J. with football and Perry with skateboarding. True. Scaremaster.
Yes.
Second, both men use their brooding sexualities to get parts in movie. Nice. By agreeing to perform fellatio on casting agents.
I didn't know.
O.J. Simpson for the Naked Gun movies and Perry with the technique.
No.
Shut up. Third, both men have successfully lied in court to beat cases for which they were clearly guilty. O.J. in his murder trial and Perry in his child pornography case. And lastly, both men brutally murdered Nicole Brown Simpson. What?
Fuck you.
And are currently in the process of scamming the government out of millions of
dollars
with frivolous schemes. What?
Fuck! Thanks, and lying!
From Shannon Shut Robinson. Up. That's what Shannon Robinson
Shut
said.
Up.
Shannon Robinson said, that's what you did. And that's what it's all about with $10 shout-outs.
Fuck with me on my page, and dude, you guys are deleted for life!
Unless you send in $10 to Dan Barney, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
Yeah, okay.
You can always get your message across.
I'm going to say this. I'll let them fuck with me on this show, but you fuck with me on my Facebook page or my Twitter page, I will find you. You have been deleted for life. There is no return. End of story.
What do you think about the new news feed from Facebook that they announced last week?
Pretty cool.
What do you like about it?
It's something similar to Yahoo.
Yeah? What do you like about Yahoo?
Oh, Yahoo's...
What's your favorite internet?
I use Yahoo.
You do why?
Because it's...
Is that where you have your electronic mail?
I've got a lot of electronic mail.
Your most common electronic mail, though, that you go to?
KNAC.com.
KNAC.com.
That's my email address.
That's scaryperry@knac.com.
Scaryperry@knac.com.
Scary Perry or Scary Perry Productions?
Scary Perry.
Scary Perry or Scary Perry Productions?
Scary Perry Productions.
Skateboards.
Scary
Perry. SK, the number 8, boards.
Thank you. .com.
That's your email address? But if people wanted to get
a
skateboard,
that's not my email address. That's my
Verizon.
Website.
Do you have BIOS?
I've got a couple.
BIOS.
BIOS?
BIOS? Or do you have like cable modem or a Wi-Fi?
I've got cable.
You got Wi-Fi? What's your Wi-Fi password?
I don't have a Wi-Fi password, and I'm not going to give you.
What's your email password?
Oh, God.
What's your eBay
password?
You're
not getting passwords, Jagoff.
Do you get stuff on eBay?
eBay likes to email me, but I don't like to deal with eBay because eBay's expensive.
Really? What kind of stuff do you get from there? Skateboards?
I don't buy anything.
Trucks?
I don't buy anything. I'm trying to save money now.
What are you saving up for? Something big? Oh, let me guess.
It's called bills.
Give me three guesses.
Bills, rent, electric, phone, insurance.
Legends of the Guardian on Blu-ray.
Oh, God. Well, I'm not going to spend my fucking money on something that I don't need.
Really? Have you seen it? They're talking owls, dude. It seems like it's going to be bad, but then the owls are awesome.
It's not feeding me, is it?
No. I don't know. Have you ever had an owl feed you?
Oh, God.
Favorite bird?
The pterodactyl.
Why?
Because it's me.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. That would be really good if we did a movie about, and you were the voice of a talking pterodactyl.
I am the pterodactyl.
What kind of stuff would you say?
Yo, what are you doing?
Oh, wow. So you're like a street talking pterodactyl.
Yeah.
It's bad. I mean, this is way.
Not pterodactyl, pterodactyl.
I gotcha. I'm with it.
Pterodactyl.
The letter, the number 8, skateboards. Listen.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
If you want to put pterodactyl.com. Yeah, I like how you do it. Like Yahoo.
Right.
Is that your favorite?
Mm-hmm. It can be.
What's been going, Scaremaster, what's been going on in LA's mayoral race?
What?
Between Wendy Gould and Eric Garcetti.
Actually, I like Wendy.
Why?
First off, she's got a great, she's got a very positive way about things. But, you know, I got nothing against Eric Garcetti. You know, the name Garcetti's an Italian name.
Sure it is.
But I would rather see her in the office than him. He's been around too long.
What do you mean?
He's been pushing and shoving around too long.
Pushing what? He hasn't been the mayor.
No, he's been in the office too long.
Hey, listen, the guy hangs out. He's a cool dude. He used to be a break dancer.
Sounds like Don's here.
Yeah. Dan? Hey, Dan?
Can I help you?
There he is.
Oh, thank God you're all right. Dan?
Hey, champ.
We're doing the podcast. Where you been?
Regine, why are these guys here?
You said we got to do it.
And the show must go on.
Why'd you leave us stranded?
Yep. Are you recording right
now? Yeah, we're recording. Vince, are we recording? We're recording right now. Hey, Dan.
You left us stranded. What the hell's going on?
Hey, Scaremaster, don't you yell at him. Don't you yell at him.
I'll yell at him.
After what you did. Do not. You do not. No, you do not.
Blow you.
No, you're not going to blow. No, I said blow it out the
fucking. What are you doing in my studio? Last I heard, you were hanging out with mafiosa dudes, your new relatives.
Oh, Christ.
You fuck. You want to quit the show?
Can we straighten that out?
How did we straighten that out?
Dominic straightened it out.
Who's Dominic?
Dominic Skull.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I told
you. Nick and Dominic straightened
it
out.
Okay, you know what? But I told you before. You do this again and I'm done. I'm tired of this
shit.
Do
what again?
Look,
family back home.
Family back home, they fucked with your head like everybody else does.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You're ready to side with anybody. If this show is
I'm
really
not
going,
ready to side with anybody.
Here's my point. If this was a real show, why are the lights not on?
You know what, Dan? You're totally right. And you know what? I got to tell you something. It's good to see you, buddy.
Well, what's that?
I don't know. We were a mess.
Why?
Well, we tried to do $10 shout-outs, and then Scaremaster kept talking about it on this one old boyfriend he had back
Shut
in 93. That's what the guy was talking about.
What were you talking about?
God,
what old boyfriend?
This guy Rico who used to come out with him.
Go fuck yourself,
and also,
you faggot!
At the John J. Smith Furniture Shop. And he used to
John
go
M.
hang out.
John M.
He used to hang
so
out.
So this is a real guy?
Jack, no, it's not a real
yes,
guy.
Jack, why when they he went said over the something, did all of a sudden bathroom. You say something?
John M. Smith was where my mom used to work.
John M. Smith and him used to go over the Jack in the Box bathroom.
Seriously?
When he was
that was the name of the
eight.
Furniture store.
Oh, my God.
Back in Arlington Heights. John this M. Smith is, Furniture.
All right, well, it's about time you came out of the closet. Thank you.
What do you mean
and
came
you know
out of
what?
The closet?
I will say this. I think somebody here deserves a nice hand. You've been
very brave, Scaremaster. Very
time.
Brave.
Congratulations.
Oh, weird.
How do you celebrate when somebody comes out of the
weird.
Closet?
I hear your phone call.
Out of what closet?
What's that?
I just heard. I thought I heard.
Number one. Angel? I'm going to announce to you if you fucking put on the internet anything gay.
I'm going
to
tell you. Go fuck yourself before
go
you
fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Get out. Get on my
we're
fucking.
Back.
Mary Jane, let me out of here.
Okay, absolutely. I'm sick of your
number
fucking
one.
Number one.
Bullshit about
your address that
bullshit
you give out
about
to
Jehovah's Witnesses.
You give my fucking address out and my phone number to everybody. You
I
pile
do?
Of dog shit.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Now, hold on. Don't say dog poop because
this guy is going crazy.
Yeah,
sit down.
Fucking pile of shit.
7722 Reseda Boulevard.
You guys, this is like dueling banjos.
We're going over there. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That just got cut out.
Not even a real song.
Here's the deal, fuckface. You know, so now, oh, now you're back. After finding out you made an
I'm
asshole
back.
Of yourself again. Oh,
you
I'm leaving the mafia.
I'm not a part of the mafia.
You made a big thing that you were going with. These guys are going to... The last show, all you did was threaten my fucking life. You fucking scumbag. These guys are telling you they're going to put me in the trunk of a car?
I never said that.
Did they say that to you?
Yes. I don't know.
Bullshit, you fucking liar.
No, they didn't tell me that.
Let me ask you guys a question.
They said nothing about a trunk of a car.
They didn't say that.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I don't recall.
Let me ask you guys both a question.
Protecting your mafiosa Italian goomba.
I don't remember anything about a trunk of a car.
Okay, favorite mafia movie. Favorite mafia movie.
The Godfather.
Dan?
I don't play this.
Goodfellas.
That's another great film.
Oh, no, what's the one with Charles Nelson Reilly?
What's the bullshit about mafia?
Yeah, because you're the guy that the last show, you called me up and all you did was threaten everybody. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Carmine?
I threatened you guys because they were talking.
Yeah, because you have these guys say, you're going to look me in the eye. Look me in the eye right now because I know this. And I'll tell you how I know when you lie to me. I will prove that you're a fucking liar. So look me in the eye. Yeah, I will. All right. You tell me that those guys did not tell you that they were going to kidnap me, put me in the trunk of a car. You're going to tell me they didn't say that to you.
They did not say that to me.
Oh, you want me to
They said something. They said that they wanted to film stuff.
No, you're going to tell about it. Keep in mind, I have a perfect witness to this because they were on the phone with you, you stupid fucking pile of shit. You're going to fucking threaten my life, you fucking loser.
We joked about that.
You didn't joke about that. You didn't joke about it.
You were just kidding around.
You didn't joke about that. You're a fucking scumbag.
Oh, God.
What do you want to do, Perry?
Hey, you ever see Cannonball Run 2?
Family's family, but...
Family's
family.
They're not your family. They're not your family, you dope.
They're
not third cousins. They made that up, you fucking moron. Are you this fucking stupid? And Justin Bieber, you're going to marry his mother.
Oh, shut up.
Are you going to marry his mother?
Fuck that bullshit.
Every person that you get, what's that, Santiago or the fucking idiot that fucking scammed you out of money?
Yeah, Salvador.
What about that? I understand he's back in your life, too.
I'm not dealing with
you
him.
He called you.
He called me, but he didn't show up at my house, so fuck him.
So you invited him to your house again.
Can we come over?
Well, we'll come over.
Yeah, why can't Mo and I ever come
over?
I want to come over. Spaghetti dinner at Perry's house.
What else could you cook? You can't cook anything else.
I make chili.
Let's have some chili.
But you're not
chili time at Perry's house.
Chili time at Perry's house.
Chili time at Perry's house tonight. You're not coming over to my house for food.
How about chili tonight? Hot tamale.
You know what? So what am I supposed to do, Perry? You are such a fucking scumbag.
How much of a scumbag?
You want to fire me? Fire me.
I don't want to fire you.
Because you ain't got a show without me.
Oh, I don't have to. I have a show that has six times the numbers this one does.
Oh, shit.
You don't believe so? Look at the Ding Dong Show on Death Squad. Death Squad is the most powerful fucking podcast network in the... One of the most powerful podcast networks in the United States. Fuck you, you dumb fuck. Look it up.
Let's go back to Windy City Heat, baby.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Look who fucked the sequel up.
Well, are we going to make the sequel?
No, I'm not going to. I got nothing to do with you, you scumbag.
Well, then you're done with me. This is my last show.
We'll work with Carmen. Fine. Good for you.
Hey, is that a phone call?
Yeah, send that through.
Hello, gents. Is there a bomb in Gilead?
Oh, man. Mr. Adams,
hey, Mr.
Sick?
Adams, what's happening?
You
okay?
Sick?
What's No, listen. Just a little something I picked up in the steam room. His name was Gregor.
That's funny.
Hope you feel better. But
I'll tell you something.
Better.
I can't feel much of anything with all the medications I'm taking.
Oh, can I have some medications? I want some medications.
What's that, Walter? Listen, Walter. You know you're always welcome to anything in my medicine cabinet.
That's why you're the best producer in Hollywood.
Tis what they say.
You share your medications.
Now, listen. I only have a moment because my throat is absolutely killing me.
Is it from the cold?
No, from Gregor. He's hung like a support beam.
Listen, faggot, why don't you talk like a human being?
Shut up.
Oh, grow up, ladies. Listen, are we going to do a tune or not?
Yeah, let's do a second.
Mo, hand these out. Listen, it's another tune from our upcoming musical version of Windy City Heat, the musical. Listen, I'd like everyone to jump in on this, all right? Are we ready? Does everyone have the lyrics?
I'm ready. I got them.
Are you ready, Scare Master?
Let's begin.
Whatever.
Oh, I know this tune.
I love this.
Here we go. Now, everyone gets in on this one. Come to the front of the stage. Jazz hands, big smiles. Here we go.
Where is the town where Stone Fury fights? Crime the town of big shoulders that just can't be beat. Where is the town where big loser crime boss everyone knows is Windy City Heat? This is the place where Stone can have dairy. Milk makes him sick from his head to his feet. If he has cheese, he'll get diarrhea. Everyone knows it's Windy
City Heat.
City Heat. And Stone and Big Lou will fight, just like they are Cain and Abel. And once you see the film, you'll know Perry knocked over the table.
Perry did knock over the table! It was
the
Maul!
Craft service table. The craft service table. Here we go, dancing.
Like
and this
it.
Is where we dance. This is where dance we show up scare on New Day's scare Dukes.
Go like this.
Jazz we come
hands.
Out, we turn around,
Do
we
hands.
Slap
come
our
on.
Bottoms, we slap our bottoms, the other
scare
hand
master.
Slap the other bottom, we slap each other's bottoms.
Jazz hands.
We're getting windy.
Here
we go.
And Stone is so bad, he's good.
And Brock
smokes cherry apple wood.
Yeah, I do.
And Big Lou, he knows he could snap Stone like a twig.
Yeah, I would.
Snap
too.
Stone like a twig. A bisexual twig.
You would rather suck on Stone's twig.
Where is the town where young men all hang out? The guys that make Perry go skeet, 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 skeet. He's the private dick who gives you a handy. Everyone knows it's Windy City Heat. And we go on and on and we...
Scare Master, you're the private dick who gives him a handy.
Having a good time, the band plays on. How's everyone doing? How's it going?
I don't give nobody a handy.
I don't think Perry likes it.
Listen, let's not get rash. Let's enjoy. Listen.
Actually, the beat was good.
Maybe Perry would like to... Maybe Perry would like to take a crack at doing one of these himself, all right? Here's what I would like. There's so much complaining about this. Here's what I would like. Next week, everyone can bring in a song for the musical and we'll give them a listen. All right? Sound good?
A real song or a joke song?
No, Walter. A real song. A real song, please. If I want a joke, I'll say, why did the head cold enter the marathon?
Because its nose is running.
Yes. I'm getting back into bed. Scoot over, Gregor. Good Lord, look at that thing. Time to take Daddy's temperature. Toodles!
See you, Mr.
All right,
Adams.
See you, Mr. Adams. Wow. Thank you for the song.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr.
Take
Adams.
His temperature. The only bad thing, there's not going to be a show next week.
What's up?
We're done.
Oh, right. Scare Master. Yeah, everybody just
There's not going to be a show next week. So don't come in. Mary Jane, do not let people in the studio next
Don,
week. Don. I'm dead
it's
serious.
It's all bullshit. Okay.
You think it's all bullshit?
Yeah, it's all
How
bullshit.
How much you want to bet? It's not bullshit.
I don't bet
How much
money
you want to make a
fix-out
bet?
You're a gambler, and I know you'll kick my ass in
okay.
gambling.
Well, I'm just telling you this. I will bet you everything I own there is no show next week.
And I would bet
I will give you $1,000 if there's a show next week.
Give you $1,000, my house,
okay.
my
right.
home.
And if there isn't a show,
you give him $1,000 back.
$5?
Yeah. So it's $5 to $1,000.
Okay. I'll see you next Friday.
There's no show. And we're supposed to have a live show.
Because we had problems.
And you know what?
With
just confirmed. I don't know if I told you this, Mole.
What's
just
that?
Confirmed. For our VPN show, if we have it, March 24th, special guest. I'm going to give you hints. He was in the Eminem video.
Yes.
With Megan Fox,
mm-hmm.
Eminem, and Rhiannon.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the show Lost. He was in the movies Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's Dominic Monaghan.
Dominic Monaghan is scheduled to appear.
Oh, sweet.
March 24th.
Here's what we should do, dudes. Cool. Oh, here's what we should do. You know, he's like one of the hottest British music guys. He's got that band Crankshaft.
I know
that. We should get him to do one of the songs.
How about the first one that
The Windy City Heat.
The Windy City.
Scaremaster.
The Windy City Heat.
Hey, I've never heard these songs yet.
Yeah, you did. The first time that John Adams introduced it.
Oh, okay.
The Windy City.
The Windy City
Heat musical. The Windy City. Yeah,
cool.
The Windy City Heat musical. But
Stone Fury, and he's seen better days.
Here's the deal, and I want to tell the fans this. Did any $10 shoutouts come in today?
Yes.
How many?
Three different ones.
So probably down from five from last week. Well, that's a complete showing of Perry saying that he quit online.
I did.
I did not. Yes, you did.
I will tell you.
Yes, you did.
Wonderful shoutouts. Wonderful shoutouts. We had a quiz about Jabbahos. Did you know what a paw job is?
No, what is a paw job?
$5, same as downtown.
And I'm sorry to say this to you, Mole, but I'll tell you, even your manager is a little bit upset about doing a lot of work. So I don't know. He's constantly on my back.
My manager is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay. Well, he said that he doesn't want to do all these shows in a row. So here's what we're going to do. We are officially done after this show. If in the next week, Perry says to me, hey, you know what? This is where I was wrong. If not, we canceled the VPN show.
This is where I was wrong, okay?
No, I bullshit, Perry. It's every fucking week it's the same thing with you. Any person that gets online and says to you, hey,
my name's Joey King Kong. I'm a giant gorilla. Will you come live with me on Skull Island?
I'll protect you from those guys. We'll fuck those guys up.
I'm a big giant talking gorilla.
You're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking moron. Yeah. Well, you know what? And Perry's so stupid, he would fall for it. So you know what? I'm done. It takes a lot of fucking work to put these shows together.
Takes a lot to rock, baby.
Okay, no, you don't. You don't give a fuck. I even put together, it was going to show on the 29th.
Oh, yeah. April 29th.
No, March 29th. We were supposed to have the premiere of the pilot you did for the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Oh, sweet. With Lisa cut. Marie.
Cut?
Yeah.
Everything's, why?
Everything's cut. We are why? Done. The only reason I'm here is because I came here to get some shit. I come in here and I see Mary Jane, and I'm thinking, oh, Mary Jane must be cleaning up or something because she's always making everything perfect.
Producing
by the way,
the show.
Not only that, for people on the Simply Down the Podcast Network, Mary Jane has a new show with some other girls from the Ding Dong Show.
I want it top secret till it happens, just in case.
Okay. Oh, shh.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. But here's the deal, Scaremaster. I'm tired of your shit. I work my ass off for your dumb ass. I don't fucking call you. I don't bother you in any way, shape, or
thank
form.
Thank God we have Nick to intervene with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and you made Nick quit a couple weeks ago.
Well, Nick...
You remember Nick the Dick at Bachelor Party?
Not
Nick
really.
And
hot dog.
Dominic.
It was hot dog.
If it wasn't for Nick
hot
and Dominic's skull.
Yeah, Dominic.
His penis, yeah, hot dog. Bun.
Right.
If it wasn't for Nick and Dominic's skull, there would be problems with
yeah, well, with how
us.
Is
but
that?
But you're still.
How is that? I'm still what? I'm still good
you're
to
still
you?
You're still standing.
After over 20 years of me fucking doing shit for you, I'm still good? Oh, God. Thank
no,
you, Perry.
No.
You're the kindest Javajo I've ever met in my life. I'm going to sit down and the next dog I see, I'm going to pet. And if it
no,
wants to get drool
yourself.
On my hand.
That's nice. That's nice.
I'm going to let the dog drool on my face.
Look, I'm going to delete you.
You're
going to
delete
online.
Me? You delete me?
If you talk like
I don't
that.
Give a fuck. I'm done.
Hey,
I'm going
to
delete you.
What about
you?
The Javajos saying that a doggy do to others what they you doggy do to you?
Hey, how much is a paw job for the Javajo religion? $5, same
I'm
as
done.
Downtown.
I'm done.
Well, you know what? Get the fuck out then. Never see me again. That means everything's done. I just gave you a chance, and this is how stupid your
fucking
Javajo gypsy fucking ass is. You fucking sit there. Do you understand? You fucked up. As always, you fucked up.
Your ignorance.
My ignorance.
You're
about,
ignorant.
What
yeah.
about my
and
ignorance?
Well, no, Mo, he's not talking. How about
completely.
The fact that some fucking wackadoo says he's Justin Bieber and you believe it?
You know
believe it. You tell
I
your
didn't
daughter.
Believe any of that
shit. Bullshit. You told
but
your
yeah,
daughter.
I told my daughter that maybe.
Right. You put a picture on your
maybe.
Wall with your daughter. You
so
fucking.
What?
You're a fucking moron.
Don't call me ignorant, you fucking moron.
Hey,
anybody can fool you, you stooge.
Well, I'll tell you what's not going to fool you is the delicious food you're going to get at What the Huck Thai for.
You mean for the finest in Thai cuisine? You're talking about What the Huck.
323-654-7952.
That's right, Perry. If you like Thai food, you are going to love What the Huck at 323-654-7952. Give Huck a call. Tell him that you're a big fan of Windy City Heat, and they'll give you 16 items for free.
You bet it's delicious.
It's 6-5.
Oh, 323-654-7952.
That's What the Huck.
Hey, when are we doing our all-Spanish show?
I don't know if we're going to do that now because unless Perry
yes,
does
you do.
Something.
Yes, you do. You do a Scottish accent.
I do. That's right. I do.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Hey, do this. Do Scarface in a Scottish accent in case we do Scarneck.
Oh, my God.
In a Scottish accent, though.
I didn't do a Scottish accent.
By the way, speaking of Scarface, you know, if I said to you, Tony Montana's brother-in-law, who are we talking about?
Who's brother-in-law?
Who is his brother-in-law in that film?
Is Stephen Bauer?
Yeah. I know somebody who fucked him.
Whoa, Scaremaster.
No, it wasn't Scaremaster.
First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the Scaremaster.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know something, a little something about Scaremaster, huh?
Say hello to my big cock! Come on, Perry. Get into it, you fucking queer.
No, because I'm not a queer. You're the queer.
Am I? What's my track record? Show a blemish on my track record.
I don't know because you keep everything hidden.
Right, but you brag about yours all the time.
I don't brag about nothing.
I remember the first time I had a homosexual.
Look at the bad guy. Look at the bad guy.
Look at the bad guy.
He can't even get pregnant. He had to take a quaalude.
He can't even open his asshole through
his
the prostate.
His womb is so polluted.
Are you all doing right, your sexcapades? This is always the highlight. Most people think you're full of shit and a liar. Why don't you just tell a story about you having sex with a guy?
And when are you going to make your chili?
That's
you're
right.
You're not going to eat any. You're not
here's
coming
what
over
we,
for food.
Let me ask you a question, though. On the chili, beans, yes or no?
Yeah, kidney beans, yes.
And the meat, is it chopped meat or is it ground meat?
It's ground meat.
What percent fat? 20?
Nine.
If we stick around for our 10th anniversary, we would have a show October 11th in the main room of the Comedy Store.
That's my daughter's birthday.
Yes, it
yeah,
is. She's
she'll have
be
nothing
there.
To do with
she's
you.
Jumping out of a cage.
She fucked up by...
She fucked up by... Not,
okay, I fucked up by not, giving her Jimmy's phone number at the office. That was my fuck up. I did it.
All right, let's hear your sexcapades. Boris the right, Cheers.
Scary Perry sexcapades number 22. It's a short one because...
Last
one
week was 20. Now this is 22.
Okay, 21.
You don't even keep accurate accounts of what you do.
Well, Nick said 22. Okay. This is another sexcapades about working at the grocery stores. There was this hot Mexican Argentinian girl named Angela that I worked with in Laguna Beach at Albertson's Market. One day when we went on break together, we both went into the bathroom together. And did the wild thing together, doggy style.
What's that? Doggy style, Javajo's favorite. That was question 4, dude, or 5. 5.
It was hard keeping her from moaning in the bathroom and in the
this whole
back
story
room
sounds familiar. This is the same story as another.
Not the same story.
You take everybody.
The other one was
no,
in the meat
this
locker.
Is with Angela. This is not with
get to the end. People
okay.
are bored already.
But we were both worrying, and we were both had our eyes on each other. It was the quickest 15-minute break that I ever did. And then there's the song, so.
What's the song?
All right. So
I mean,
anyway.
I've been busy this week, so that's why I
what are you busy doing? You
that's
have
business.
You have no job.
I've got legal shit I'm doing.
Legal shit. Suing your family in a case that you're never going to win.
Wrong.
Are you suing? Oh, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I said my family.
The United
not
States government.
And that's.
Oh, are you suing your family right now or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm working
both.
On family.
Schwarzenegger,
now.
The Catholic Church.
Mind your own business.
All religions except Javajos.
Can I ask, mind your own can business. I ask one question, dude? Why don't you let it go and move on, dude?
Because let when you steal money...
Let Brian LeBrand live his life.
I'll bet you I'd
Brian
like him
Caravello,
better.
Brian LeBrand, Brian LeBrante,
exactly.
Benito
your brother.
You know what I'd like to do?
He's your brother.
Perry, you know what I'd love to do? Get him in here, and we have it out right here. You sit on one side, he sits on the other.
I think you got to let it go.
Why?
Let it go. He's your brother.
Let me get his phone number.
Say, hey, bro, apologize to him, Scaremaster.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I think we get this family back on track.
Get the Caravello's back.
Yeah, it's called Pay Me Back.
Pay Me Back.
I think you got to.
You know what? I think it's time to do something on this show that might be the best damn thing we do here. It's time once again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Whoa.
Mole Play. Let's play Mole Play. Mole Play. Let's play Mole Play. Mole Play.
Now, if you've never heard this show before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. Mole will create a scene, and where he gets a scene from could be anywhere. Could be pop culture. Could be your own personal lives. That's what this show is about. And Mole may take that from there, or he may take it from somewhere else. Then what Mole will do is he will cast the scene. He will then direct the scene. What we don't know through all these rules is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Thanks for asking, Dan. What is it, Scaremaster?
I wanted to make you comment.
No. Denied.
I can't.
What are you going to say?
Why don't we talk about you and your sexcapades?
Because I'm a very private person.
Why don't we talk about him and his sexcapades?
We did today.
Well, guess what? I'm a very private person,
no,
too.
No, you're not.
There's no more sexcapades.
We're not going to do the show anymore.
Are you,
do you
out
understand?
Of sexcapades? Do are you out of them?
Yeah, he's done.
This
he couldn't
is
make
the last
any...
sexcapades I want to do. I mean, that's my private life, and I'm now that I'm involved with Lisa again,
oh,
I don't
want to
talk about
Lisa.
This shit.
You know how quick Lisa will be gone if you don't have that Comedy Pure Rock resurrection? You know how fast she'll be gone?
No,
you want to bet?
Wrong.
All right. I'm going to prove it to you.
Oh, now you're going to fuck me over.
Yeah.
Because of Lisa.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now you're going to try to fuck Lisa.
You don't know
and
that.
And it's not going to happen. Yeah. I do know that.
Oh, really?
I do know
let
that.
Me tell you this. Dan's putting on his
let me just
seducing
say
let me,
this.
Let me
I'll just
let me,
say this. Let me tell you
something.
Let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you, punk. First of all, I've never turned on my charm because I'll tell you something honestly, and I said this to Mole the last time she was.
It's true. It's true.
She is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
There's a connection.
She's a powerful woman, and yet she's got that little bit of a dirty side that's really fucking sexy.
Exactly.
I love those big breasts, and I don't think you know how to take care of a woman like that.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Then why has she never fucked you?
We just got back together again.
But you've known her for how many years? 16, 17? How about the time that she was here doing that little podcast for the pilot?
What did I tell you?
Wait a minute.
Let
me ask you this. When she was here and she was sitting right beside me and she got that candy
in
her lap.
And
what did she say?
And she made a sarcastic remark.
Sarcastic remark? Or did she feel like saying that? Because,
let's have sex.
No, she didn't say that. She said, would you like to eat the candy out of my lap?
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll tell you this.
She wanted to see if you would go for it. And then she would have stopped immediately.
Really?
Hey, guys, spoiler alert, that hasn't played yet. So, you know, the people go
because
no,
I'm
actually, that
this.
Is that is in the other thing. I think that's when she was here. Remember when she came here?
Oh, right. Oh, right.
So that
right.
was on one of the shows. So people do know about that. People will verify the fact. And you know what? I may turn on the charm on Lisa.
Whoa.
And you know what?
What?
You're fired.
You're fired.
Whoa.
As
he
matter
trumped
fact,
you. He just Donald Trumped you.
Perry. You're done as of this week. We are doing no more shows. There is a possibility, if you talk to me, we might do one on March 24th, the live one, because we've booked Dominic Monaghan. But if I don't get an answer very soon, I'm canceling that show,
too. Get an answer?
For,
what kind of answer are you looking for?
You're going to kiss my ass, and you're going to beg for forgiveness.
On the next Mole Play, can I get you to come sit over
okay,
here?
Come
I'm
going to
kiss
come
your ass?
No, no.
That's all... You've been wanting me to do
yep, exactly.
every fucking show.
You're absolutely right.
Every time I'm around
Righto,
you.
Righto, Chunko.
Every fucking time
Scare
I Master, deal with
just
you.
Move over there.
Bingo,
okay, let's
bango,
get a mole
boom.
Play. Let's get mole play going. Okay, In this mole play, we are going to head back to Arlington Heights, Illinois, across the street from John J. Smith Furniture Store.
John M.
Store,
Smith Furniture
where
Store.
Where there's the Jack in the Box restaurant, where there's animals that live in the burgers, but there's a boy who wants to go to the bathroom, and who's there in the bathroom with him? It's Lisa Marie, and she's got candy on her lap. That boy is Scaremaster, and that girl is Lisa Marie. I'm Scaremaster. You're going to be Lisa Marie. I want you to be sexy, okay? Try to be sexy. Dan, you're a 8 to 10 year old Scaremaster.
All right.
In the bathroom of the Jack and Bucks, across from John J. Smith Furniture Store.
John M. Smith.
Moplay.
What are you doing? Sit down. Sit the fuck down on the toilet. I want to eat your pussy.
Shut up, asshole.
Now you're the asshole.
No talent. No class.
Seduce him, Scaremaster Lisa Marie.
Why would I seduce a punk like... Why would I seduce...
Okay, here's the deal. This is another reason we've got to stop this show. Every fucking week he acts unprofessional. If you remember, a little bit far... That's exactly how you sound all the time. It was not that long ago where Perry bit my nipple. I'm still afraid to do more play with it. And then he hands us an unprofessional.
You're absolutely right, Dan. You're absolutely right. Can we try this? Let's swap it out. Scaremaster. Scaremaster, you're the 8-year-old Scaremaster. Dan, you're Lisa Marie. Mo play.
Nice. Oh, you know, I've got to tell you something. I am a very lovely woman, and normally I wouldn't lower myself to an Italian stank like yourself, but eat my pussy. I'm gonna bite. Eat my pussy. Eat my pussy. Okay.
Got candy.
You want eat me to bite
pussy.
You?
I want you to eat my pussy.
You want me to
eat
bite
my
you?
Pussy. Go ahead, bite me. Oh, bite me. Bite my clit.
That's sweet. And that's Mo Play.
Mo Play, Mo Play, let's play Mo Play. Mo Play, Mo Play, let's play Mo Play. Mo Play!
Okay, he did nothing down there. He did nothing.
Yeah, because I'm not going to do anything down there.
Yeah, he didn't really diddle the
I'm
bean
not gay, much. I'm not a fucking
Oh,
faggot.
You're not? I don't know that for sure.
Hey, if you want to follow us on the social media.
That's right. Follow me on SimplyDon1. That's my Twitter account. You can also see me on Facebook. I'm also on the Vine thing. That's
You're all over the social media game.
Yeah, but I'm also on Instagram. Perry, where are you?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter. Perry F. Caravello.
That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car. A V is in Victor. E-double-L-O.
Mole, how can we get in touch
The
with
Real
you?
Malinsky on Twitter.
Well, this may be our very last show, but if you want, keep in mind, every Monday night, I've got the Ding Dong Show, and you can follow us on Death Squad there. Unless Perry apologizes, and I really
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Again,
oh
you
my
fucking,
God. You fucking keep quitting the show, you dumb
I
fuck.
I didn't quit.
Yes, you did. You fucking said you were going to have me thrown in a fucking trunk and kidnapped.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Go fuck yourself. Here we go.
I don't remember ever saying it. And I made a remark to those guys, do not
Okay, shut up. The show's over.